At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to The Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last 5 or 6 minutes of The Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, if you're so inclined, check out The Carriker Chronicles on YouTube and or CarrikerChronicles.com. I'm still upset about Jake constantly trying to add L's to my loss column. If it was up to you, I'd be like 2-999.
Well,
why do you root against me?
I don't root against you. I'm gonna have to go back and do the count. I feel like there's a miscount.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I do think there's a miscount. Jeez, Aloo. Did you hear that in his voice? Well, I don't root against you, but I definitely don't root for you. That's what you were really wanting to say.
Well, I want to root for the people.
Oh, wow. Now you've just put me in the corner. All right.
Aren't you a man of the people?
I am, but I'm also absurdly competitive. All right. You put me in the corner. Way to go, Jake. All right. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So Dana Holgorsen, we do have notes from his press conference. Dude, he's got some interesting things that he talks about. We're going to dive into that tomorrow. But here's a couple of teasers. He believes that Evans Jenkins can be the best center in all of college football. All right. We'll dive into that tomorrow's show. And Emmett Johnson is everything this program stands for. All right, that's actually E.J. Barthel, the running backs coach. Man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tomorrow. This, I don't think I've ever heard of before. At the NFL Combine. So if you didn't know, you don't just go there for like 1 or 2 days, do the 40, the vert, and leave. You're there for 4 days, okay, as a player. And you do interviews, you do all this mental testing, you do all this different stuff. A bunch of drug testing, all this stuff, okay? So my interviews were in large part consumed by interviews, 15-minute interviews. You go from like the Falcons, 49ers, Broncos, sector, et cetera, you do it all night. Not everybody, but that's what my evenings consisted of. So the Falcons, this past combine, once they got to the combine, the Falcons had 45 official interviews scheduled with prospects. According to reports, all of them, all 45 were with defensive players. Have you ever heard of that?
That's crazy.
So they've got Michael Penix, all right, Bijan Robinson. Who they got at receiver? I know they got two really good receivers. The one USC guy from a couple of years ago that I frankly wasn't too excited about, but they took him with a first round draft pick. They got a couple of really good receivers, my point. Jake's looking them up right now. But when you think about where they struggled, yeah. I mean, they couldn't stop a nosebleed. Good grief. But all 45? That's just insulting to every defensive player they have on that team right now, by the way. If you ain't on high alert for your job status at this point, you never will be. All right. Who are their two receivers?
Darnell Mooney was close to a 1,000-yard receiver, and then Drake London, who you mentioned.
That's the one I was thinking of, was Drake London. How has he played so far? Because I was like not uber enthralled with him coming out of USC.
So last year was his first 1,000-yard year, 1,271 yards and 9 touchdowns. But the previous years, 905 yards and 2 touchdowns, 866 yards and 4.
It's not bad. It's not top 15 pick, though, but that's all right. All right. I got a question for you. Going back to basketball, Kobe has the ball, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Game on the line. You need to stop him. In this thing I'm looking at, it says your life depends on it. We're not going to go that far. But you're going to lose the game if you don't stop him. Kobe has the ball. Game on the line. Which of these defenders are you taking to guard him? Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, Dwayne Wade, Ben Wallace, Kawhi Leonard, Dennis Rodman, Draymond Green, LeBron James, Kevin Garnett. Which of those 10 all-time NBA greats are you taking to try?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Try to stop Kobe with your life or the game on the line.
You know, I'd probably feel pretty good. I'm trying to think, you know, some of those guys don't match up as well as, you know, physically.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah.
So I'm either between Gary Payton and Scottie Pippen. I'd probably lean toward the glove.
The guys that stood out to me, because, yeah, you're right. Like, Ben Wallace, that's not a good matchup. No. He's a great defender. Kevin Garnett, that's just a bad matchup. Draymond Green as well. Dennis Rodman as well. So the guys that stood out to me, like, my top five were Kawhi Leonard, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, and LeBron James. Because LeBron can guard down low or up high. He's better up high. But he's got the physicality when he wants to go hard. And he's not flopping all over the place. Somebody sent me a flop compilation tape the other day of him. Oh, my gosh. It goes farther back, and it is worse than I even realized. Like, oh, my goodness. I digress. Okay. Those were the top five for me. And then I go, all right, game on the line. I need to know who's an insane competitor. Well, I went right to Jordan. My eyes went right to Jordan. Kawhi at his peak is definitely in the convo, but if the consistency hasn't been there since they won the finals a few years ago. So it kind of took him out. So it kind of came down to Pippen, Jordan, Payton, LeBron. Now, physically, I'll be honest with you, I like LeBron the best. He has the athleticism to keep up with him, the physicality to out-physical him, and he's got the length to cause real problems. But I kind of took LeBron out because he's not always at his competitive peak, shall we put it that way. So I narrowed it down to Scottie, Michael, and Gary Payton. Who'd you say you would take?
The glove.
Well, when your nickname's the freaking glove, that's a pretty good sign right there. I would probably go with Michael or Payton. Scottie's phenomenal. One of the top 50 players of all time. All right. But Kobe's quicks might give him a little bit of an issue. Just a little bit. So to me, it was Jordan or Payton. I think Payton's the better defender. Jordan's just such a competitor. So, did you know that before that flu game, the Utah Jazz, he closed out his career making that shot. Six rings in Utah, Salt Lake City. Makes the shot. Pushes off of Brian Russell. Is a push-off, but it's okay. Hey, at least somebody's trying to play physical. In that timeout, he goes up to Phil. He goes, they're going to get it to Malone down low. I'm going to help from the weak side, take the ball, and take it up the court. Have you watched the highlight of what happens? They get it to Malone down low. He pops over from the weak side, slaps it, takes it up the court, and it leads to the game-winning shot. And I can't get that out of my head. The insane competitiveness in the key moment. Not that Gary Payton didn't have it. Because of that, I would go with Jordan. But you are talking about the thinnest of thin lines between the glove and Jordan. And I just thought that that was an intriguing question because nobody ever talks about defense when it comes to great NBA players. And I'm just like, man, this is a phenomenal question. Kobe's got the ball. You would take Payton. I would take Jordan. And I immediately went to Jordan and Payton once I narrowed it down a little bit. But, man, that'd be a fun thing if we could ever see it. But obviously we can't. You got any final thoughts today, Jake?
Oh, it's just funny, too, is you remember going back to that some of the guys that gave him the most fits might not be all-time greats, but they're defensive specialists like a Rajah Bell or Tony Allen, Tayshaun Prince there in the finals. So, yeah, I mean, there might be a couple other names that I'd throw in there that might not get consideration from a lot of people, but actually played pretty well against him.
Who would they be? Who would the name
like
be?
A Rajah Bell, as Tony Allen. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Like I said, Magic's great, but he wasn't on that defensive list. But his offensive just versatility. I'm just going to say it. Phenomenalness. I've never heard that word before. I was going to say greatness. I was looking for something above greatness. His phenomenalness. is one of a kind. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenally phenomenal day. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bomb.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.